chillax.
Do it. I'm gonna give you a side of, I'm gonna give you a serving of chillax with a side of do it.
Chillax.
Do it.
So I came in this morning to read the article about, you know, what has been added to the Oxford, you know, the Oxford Dictionary. No, the Oxford English Dictionary, and chillax is now in it.
Chillax.
Okay, whatever.
What about,
What?
Yeah, that's... Gary Busey is not, not in it.
What?
Chillax is in it, so is...
Whatevs.
Whatevs. Seriously? Whatevs is in the dictionary? Whatever. Ain't nobody reading the dictionary anyway.
No.
They're not. That's what Google's for. I mean, you know, the dictionary is a thing of the past. Forget about it.
It is Noah Webster's birthday.
Huh?
Today. Noah Webster?
Yeah.
The dictionary? Today's his birthday.
Oh, good to know. Well, I didn't know that.
The guy who created the dictionary?
Well, we know this. Well, Parker had a school project. They had to come up with a word and any word, and now they have to go and present their word to...
What is his word?
His was...
Financial.
No, excellence.
Was he given the word or did he choose it?
No, you had to pick the... The whole thing was like, you have to pick a unique word, a word that, you know, you present to everybody. And he's like, I want excellence. I was like, well, that's not really a unique word. And he's like...
I want excellence. You know why? Because I demand it.
I demand it.
I'm nine. I demand excellence. Okay? Yeah.
I can't wait till Dylan does it and he wants rad.
I want my slacks.
Rad is his favorite word.
I want my slacks to be pressed just so. I want the crease in my collar to be just right. Okay? I want my eyebrows to be shaved to a clean line. Yep. Okay? I want it
on fleek.
Excellent. So I want to be on point on and point. On fleek. Yeah.
So they had to come up, write their word, and then put pictures and different things that describe excellence around it, and then they're
what kind
go
of pictures did he put? Like,
he put,
you know,
Tom Brady.
How do you know this? I asked my kid how his day was. Good, but you get the full breakdown.
Well, she's still in.
Oh, wait a minute. Were you in the classroom? Were you watching the classroom?
No, it was like a family project. We had to discuss the word and things. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right. I thought this happened at school. Okay.
No. So they had to. No, we brought it home. It was a big project for the last
And the word was again.
He picked excellence. He had Tom Brady on there. Jimi Hendrix, the Beatles, New Hampshire, picture of summertime things, because summer to him is excellence.
Okay.
With the seasons, so a bunch of
did
stuff.
Jeff say stuff like, excellence is if you move away from the TV, cause I'm trying to watch the game.
That would be really excellent, if you'd shut it, okay, and I'd get some peace and friggin' quiet, that'd be awesome. The other word that is added to the dictionary is one your kids might eventually have to deal with.
Nomophobia.
What does it mean? What do you think nomophobia means? Obviously, phobia. You know what that means. What is nomophobia?
Nomophobia.
You've had enough. Nomophobia.
I'm tired of being afraid.
No more.
Nomophobia.
No more phobia.
No more phobia.
I'm honest. No. I'm done.
No
more.
That's not it. It's a good answer, though. All right. Solid. Mm.
No more phobia. No fear. No. No more iPads.
You're close.
Electronics.
You don't like Moe's.
The irrational.
No Moe's.
No, I'm thinking.
No, who doesn't
the
like Moe's?
No.
Shut your dirty
the fear,
whore mouth.
The fear of,
everybody loves Moe's.
The fear of losing electronics in social media.
You're very close, Laura. It's the irrational fear of being without your mobile phone. Or unable to use your phone for some reason. Nomophobia.
Nomophobia.
Yeah. Yeah. Dipesseria is what I call that. Dipesseria. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, okay. Yes, I was doing it. I was abbreviating there. It was being nice. Yeah, so those are the new words added to the dictionary. So there you go.
Interesting.
All right. 8:53, a little bit. We got a bunch of news to catch up on. I'm very interested to watch the progress, specifically the Felicity Huffman, you know, jail time.
2 weeks, right?
Huh?
Is it only 2 weeks?
It's only 2 weeks, but I want to know.
She's getting out of good behavior. She'll do 1 week.
I want to know.
That's hot.
The caged heat, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
You saw what happens in Orange is the New Black, right? Everybody's on.
Nightstick Lovers was another great movie.
Great movie. So good. I want to know what... what amenities she has. She get cable? Does she get HBO? Can she get Desperate Housewives on DVR? I wanna know what kind of meals she getting. Is she getting the same meal as everybody else?
Oh, absolutely.
Is it like a country club? You know?
You know they're not putting her in there somewhere where she's gonna get
Gen Pop?
Yeah.
Not in Gen Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. But relatively light sentence had a lot to do with the fact she accepted responsibility, pled guilty. Boom, get it over with. She's going to be done with this before the Laughlin thing even gets close to court.
And let's not forget,
and she's going to be moving on with her life.
What she went in for, it's like, okay,
dude, they kicked her door down. I mean, they opened the door. They pounded on the door at 6 a.m.
Such like an armed assault.
It was an FBI raid. Is what it was.
No, I know, but remember, like years ago,
they think she and William H. Macy had weapons and going to fight back.
It was a bit over the top.
Years ago, Tommy Lee, spousal abuse, he went to prison for a while, and they had to put him in his own section because the guys loved Baywatch, and they were like, we can't believe you treated her that way. So to make sure that he was safe, he was away from everybody else.
Yeah.
Because they knew, like, somebody was going to kill him.
Yeah.
She's in a halfway house. She's in one of those.
Oh, got to be. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, got to be. A lot of news to catch up on. Most beautiful woman in the world. If I asked you who's the most beautiful woman in the world, your answer would be different than that of science. Science now has a way of, I don't know, figuring it out. Whatever. I don't know. It gives scientists something to do. I don't know. Somebody
finds
that stuff.
Everybody likes different features.
Yeah. But if you, who do you think science picked?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway.
No.
I'm with you on that, man. I think she's beautiful, but people don't agree. Who's
the girl with
the
big forehead that I find attractive? Ellen
Page.
Yes, she's cute. I mean, I'd have her have bangs.
What's the big-breasted model that just had a baby?
John Legend's wife.
No. Oh, she's beautiful too.
Chrissy Teigen.
She's beautiful, but it's
Ashley Graham.
Go to Kelly.
Kelly. Who do you think the most beautiful woman in the world is?
Well, I tell you what, Ivanka's in my top five.
She's beautiful.
Ivanka Trump.
She's beautiful.
The most... I like Scarlett Johansson, but the most... That's a tough one.
Kate Upton.
Oh,
yeah, it's not. It's Bella Hadid.
I don't know who she is.
Oh, Bella is that Hadid. George Clooney's girl?
No, it's not.
That's Amal Clooney.
Bella Hadid, Beyonce, Amber Heard, Ariana Grande, and Taylor Swift. Those are your top five.
You
can't really
girl.
Knock any of them. I mean, obviously, all beautiful, you know? There's no Sika in there.
They look at
Sika's
your chin.
Sika by far was not.
I don't do it. It was crazy.
They look at your chin, your lips, your I lose with my lips. That'd be your nose base lip width, like in between your nose and your lips.
It's all
they
science.
Look at the nose width length. Oh, I'd be screwed there too. Your brow area, you'd be in trouble. Your forehead, your face shape, your eyebrow, your eye position.
Your eye position.
Scotty
it was like three or four, you're out.
Scotty would get like Cro-Magnon Man of the Year because of that with that big, that arching brow.
Dude,
that he has. Yeah,
they're
definitely. In. Oh, they're totally in.
They're in.
They're totally in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dum dum. You like that statue in the National Treasure.
Gum gum for dum dum.
But smarter.
But smarter. A little bit smarter. We'll be right back. MorningBuzz.com.